Let's talk about Wingate, shall we, for a second. And not bad for a number two driver. The words that left Mark Webber's lips after winning the British Grand Prix. Red Bull took the front wing off of Webber's car and put it on Vettel's. You know, that was a huge story at the time, and still is.
It was a huge story. I think Red Bull did not handle it very well in that, yes, I think if Vettel wanted to try the wing and it was safe, because it was a safety issue to start with, and he was the leading driver at the time, yeah, it made sense for him to have it. The fact that they didn't tell Mark was a big mistake, very big mistake. But after the race, to say that, it's kind of like crybaby, you know. I didn't think Australians were such a... he showed he was wearing his, his tears on his cuff or whatever. So wasn't very impressive, but he did an amazing drive that day.
Well, I mean, how does it feel, Ed? Because there are two drivers for one team, and, you know, clearly here he did feel as though he wanted to speak out. What other way was there of venting his frustration?
That's going to do nothing. All that's doing is trying to get sympathy from the public, which, you know, won't really do you any good. And if you're paid by Red Bull to do the job for them, they call the shots. So if you've got an issue, you speak with them. But we've seen it, you know, with Ferrari as well, with Massa, these guys using public forum to try and get what they want within the team. I never really thought that was a great idea, but and I don't think it worked for either of them. To be honest, I think Red Bull have treated both drivers very overly fairly, to be honest, this year. They were very lucky. They weren't lucky to win the championship. They had the best car by a mile. They should have won the championship by a mile. The fact that it went down to the last race showed running team as open as they did, where each driver could score maximum points whenever they were capable, it showed the weakness of that system. They were lucky this year. They mightn't be in future.